This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Every Wednesday, we get to wrap the show with the manager of the Cardinals, Oliver Marmol. Ollie, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well. Reds in town, and they held you down just as they did in Cincinnati before. Boy, they've been a thorn in your side. You were right there knocking on the door of a playoff spot when they swept, and here they do it again. Is it anything in particular that the Reds do, or is it just the inconsistency of your offense?
A little bit of both. They've pitched it well, and obviously have been inconsistent offensively at times this year. Yesterday's guy did a nice job, and we were unable to string anything together. But we talk about the frustration of that game and the post game, and it's real. Like, you want to win every game, but at the same time, I look at that game and I take a step back, and that's the exact situation that you want. You want Jordan Walker coming up in that spot. You want Sejacy coming up in that spot. Like, those are big moments for those guys, and they're going to get some playing time, and you want the game on the line. You want to evaluate how they take those at-bats and how they respond to when it doesn't go their way, when it does go their way. But that's the exact situation you want for those guys, because they're gonna learn from it. And there's times where they're gonna come through, and it'll be big moments for them. And there's times where they're not gonna come through, and it's gonna be really good learning moments for them. But I wouldn't change a thing as far as who came up in that situation there in the ninth with the bases loaded. I thought our bullpen did a really nice job of keeping the game exactly where Pallante left. Punching Ellie out and then getting the pop-up to Stevenson and getting the rest of his lane. And Roycroft looked really good. So you're aggressive with the bullpen as far as matching up, even though you're down three, because you know their closer's down, and you're going to have a shot to do something in the ninth. Diaz's workload has been heavy, and he wasn't going to pitch last night. So you keep it at three. You do your best to do that and put the guys in a position to have success. Now you kind of watch and see if they can come through there. And unfortunately, Jordan and Sejacy and Karp go down with punch outs. But gosh, I really wanted to see those at-bats.
Ollie, I agree with you. I see that lineup, and I see opportunity for these
Absolutely.
Players. You know, Sejacy in particular, I think this kid has some future. He is a hitter. What was it like for him to be able to walk up those dugout steps in Seabush Stadium?
Before he even did that, he came in the office and we talked for a little bit. He's like, man, I'm nervous. And rightfully so. Everybody's debut, you're nervous. It's your whole life, and you're finally getting an opportunity to show everybody what you're capable of doing. But he's a good player, man. I really enjoyed watching Sejacy in spring training, just the way he goes about it. He's a ball player. He's gritty. He belongs in a Cardinal uniform, man. He goes about it the right way and gives you a tough at bat, kind of a line drive guy, gap to gap. And he's going to play multiple positions. He'll be at second base today, and we're looking forward to continuing to see it.
Great to see Brendan Donovan, by the way, get three hits yesterday. But Sejacy will get some opportunities. And for folks that maybe don't recall, he was part of that Jordan Montgomery trade with the Texas Rangers last year. What about Lance Lynn going today? What do you expect from him? I know it's been a while.
It has. He feels good, and he's healthy. So we put him back in the rotation, see what he's got, and hopefully he comes out of it feeling good. So we'll keep a close eye on him, and we'll monitor him in and ending and make sure that he's headed in the right direction. But from a pitch count standpoint, he should be able to go.
Appreciate the time very much. Thanks, as always, for spending a few moments with us to wrap this 9 o'clock show, and we will have your game tonight on KMOX at 6:45.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.